Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst this morning. Sisabingelela nabalaleli be Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. I scripture sethu bangcwele I 2 Timothy 3 verse 16 to 17. This is one of my favorite scripture ngoba sikavara everything. Lana lifundeka kanje. All scriptures is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, for rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Silibonge izwi kaNkulunkulu. Manje njengoba sesimamukela uJesu ukuthi abe yinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu. According to the word of God, we are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. But in order for us to walk righteously, we need to be taught the ways of righteousness. And the Holy Spirit is the one who teaches us. And sometimes he teaches us, when he teaches us, he would rebuke us. And ukuze sihambe accordingly ngokwezi likaNkulunkulu. But manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uma sibheka mhlambe nawo womunye wabo abayekela ukuya ebandleni abasakhonzi bathi bakhonza ngetelevision kwitelevision ngani ngoba bathi mina umfundisi bekhuluma ngami. Manje not knowing or understanding ngoba the enemy uzothi wena bebekhuluma ngawe. Angali bangcwele kukhona sometimes abanye abafundisi athathe iBhayibheli alenze ukuthi ngento ayizile athi makezwe into besafuna amavesi ayo ayokapha abanye ngayo. Angali kwenzeka lokho. Kodwa at the same time angeke ngithi ngimamukele uJesu ngithi ngiyayeka ukuya enkonzweni ngenxa yokuthi umfundisi ukhulume ngami. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sibheke nakuba Revelation chapter 3 kuverse 9. UJesu lapho wenza istatement uthi those whom I love I rebuke and discipline so to be earnest and repent. And manje uma sibheka again bangcwele kuzenzo chapter 2 verse 37 to 38 siyafunda ukuthi uma uPeter beshumayela this is kaNkulunkulu. They were abantu, they were cut to heart and wanted to know ukuthi manje sihlabekile enhlizweni zethu yini ekufanele ukuthi siyenze. UPeter into abaphendula ngayo wathi repent. Manje bangcwele into ebalulekile kuko konke uma izwi lisihlaba kusho ukuthi manje into ekufanele siyenze ukuba siphenduke. Manje i-title ye-message yami namhlanje bangcwele ithi rebuke paves the way to repent. Rebuke paves the way to repentance. Manje this is our message for today. Uma sibheka bangcwele ku Luke chapter 17 siyathola ukuthi lana ku Luke chapter 17 ku verse 3 wakhona uJesu uthi ku verse 3 wakhona if your brother sins, uqala tu Jesu, so watch yourself. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. If he sins again, against you seven times in a day, and seven times comes back to you and say, I repent, forgive him. Manje siyabona bangcwele ukuthi uJesu Kristo uthi we've got to rebuke one another. And again after you have rebuked one another kufanele ukuthi kube ne repentance. Ngoba angeke uloku wenza into eyi-one. But at the same time uJesu Kristo ubonisa bangcwele ini i patience lana ukuthi noma ngabe uyakona futhi mxolele maka kona futhi mxolele and thina siya isithini sithi maka ngona futhi ngithi yazi kudala lo muntu engihlupa how much more thina ngathi bangcwele uNkulunkulu simona njalo usixolela njalo manje ekseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi nezwi likaNkulunkulu lapha kuma Leviticus 19 verse 17 uNkulunkulu wabatshela ama Israelites wathi do not hate a fellow Israelite in your heart rebuke your neighbor frankly so you will not share in their guilt manje uma ngabe kukhona into ekuphethe kabe enhlizweni izwi kaNkulunkulu lesivumela ukuthi sihambe to go and rebuke our neighbor frankly and the purpose yalokho ukuthi we must not share in their guilt ngoba the minute ubamba igrudge bangcwele you are sharing in the guilt of that person okwenze kabi wena so nomthwalo enhlizweni yakho so nomthwalo engqondweni yakho uthwele leya muntu ongamthetheleli And at the same time, izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela lapha kuma Hebrew chapter 12 ukuthi bangcwele ibitterness is like the root a bitter and the root a bitter liyaqhubeka lithi iyaqhubekela phambili iyongcolisa nabanye abantu ngani ngoba kuyenzeka ukuthi uma ngabe wenziwe kabi Uba bitter to the extent sokuthi lo moyo nawo uyofaka kwabanye abantu babe bitter nabo. Manje into ebalulekile izwi likaNkulunkulu esitshela ngalo iemphasize about the open confrontation instead of harboring the grudge. By doing so, you don't in uma ungahabari igrudge, you are not sharing in the guilt yalo muntu okwenze kabi. Then bese sibheka lapha kuba Proverbs chapter 27 verse 5 yakhona ithi better is open rebuke than a hidden love kukhona abanye abantu ngaphakathi ugoy ugayibozi but ismile sakhona kodwa uya ismile sakhona asibonakalisi ukuthi uyanqapha ngaphakathi and izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi uThixo uNkulunkulu ohlola inhliziyo uNkulunkulu ukupretenda bangcwele akakufuni Kanti nami nawe asewafuna abantu abapretendayo. But thina sifuna ukupretenda ngathi everything is right and ingekho right. Manje ngithanda ukusho ukuthi noma upretenda you won't pretend forever. Uyazi ukuthi umuntu opretendayo uyakhathala. Now I open rebuke help us not to be resentful. Hating someone with the truth bangwe is better than making them happy with lies. Rebuke is two-way street. God rebukes and at the same time, man rebukes. When a man rebukes, it can be the friend, it can be the colleague, it can be the family, and it can be the neighbor. And when God rebukes, it is the Holy Spirit that convicts us. Remember, ukuthi uJesu Kristo, uthi bangcwele, Those I love, I rebuke and discipline. Then kuba kuzaka chapter 29 ku verse 1. Izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha kuzaka chapter 29 ku verse wakhona sesimfunda lapho ukuthi lona izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini ngendaba ye rebuke bangcwele ngoba iyadingeka njengoba simfundile incwadi kaTimothy ukuthi Timothy incwadi kaTimothy ithi izwi lakhe libekelwe ukuthi si rebuke Manje ku 29 uverse 1 wakhona lithi izwi a man who remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. Uyakhuzwa awufuna ukulalela and yet izwi lithi a man who remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. Kusho ukuthi ngeke kubusaba khona into ekusizayo. Most of the people, they take his rebuke as a condemnation. Or they take his rebuke as if they are being judged. And yet, it is better to live a life without pretending. There is a quote, Etty, live without pretending, love without depending, listen without defending, speak without offending. Siyabona bangwele uDavide laphayana kumahubo 141. uDavide lapho kumahubo 141 kuverse 5 wakhona uthi lana, let a righteous man strike me, it is kindness. Let him rebuke me, it is an oil on my head will not refuse it. Manje I rebuke bangwele ifana nogcobo ngoba uDavide yena uthi, let a righteous man strike me, it is kindness. Umuntu bazalwana ongakakutshele, ongakakhuze, akakuthandi. Uyabona namhlanje amajele agcwele abantu abangafuni ukukhuzwa. Namhlanje sithola abantu makasembhedeni ewokufa, ambize umzali wakhe, athi kumzali wakhe, mama, ngilanga ngenxa yakho ngoba uma ngenza into ezirongo wangangikhuzi. And namhlanje kukhona abantu abaphumelele athi makabheke emuva the way waye rebuke ngakhona athi ngiyambonga umzali wami ngokuthi angikhuze ngoba namhlanje ngalesa sikhathi bengaboni kodwa namhlanje ngiyabona ukuthi uma bengazanga ngikhuze kube angisile into engiyo namhlanje. Sibaningi namhlanje sisho njalo bangcwele. Sibonga uNkulunkulu abazali aye wasiphabona nathi sisakhula abakwaziyo ukuthi basirebuke. Kwakunzima kwakungekho lula ande uze ucabangele ukuthi abazali abakufuni kanti abazali bayakufuna ngani ngenxa ukuthi bafuna uphumelele. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uma sifunda incwadi kaJob 26 uverse 11 uthi yena, the pillars of heaven tremble and are amazed at his rebuking. Manje siyabona ukuthi even the heavens understand that God rebukes bangcwele. Siyayifunda ke manje lapha kwincwadi yamaHebrews uchapter 12 wakhona. Sifunda from verse 5 wakhona. Leli lizwi lithi ekuseni kwanamhlanje, and you have forgotten that the word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. We are born to Nkulunkulu. Lithi uyampanisha umuntu laye owayomthatha ngokuthi uyindodana yakhe. Bese kuverse 7 lithi, enjoy hardship as a discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what is a son not disciplined by his father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children, not true sons. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live? Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplined us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seemed pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Manje siyabona ukuthi I discipline bazalwana iyastraina, I discipline iletha ipeace. Kuverse 12 ithi, therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weakness. Make a level path for your feet so that the lame may not be disabled but rather be healed. Siyayibona ke Nkosi izwi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu makasidisciplina ufuna ukuthi sikwazi ukushare naye enkazimulweni yakhe. uNkulunkulu uyalisebenzisa izwi lakhe ukuthi asidiscipline ngalo ekufanele ukuthi siphenduke. And at the same time sifundile laphaya nokuthi umuntu ongaphenduki kuzaga chapter 21 29 uyakhuzwa uyakhuzwa ufuna ukuphenduka liyashizwa kuNkulunkulu ukuthi a man who repents stiff-necked after many rebuke will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. Angeke noma ungaziwenzeni usizakale ngani ngoba awufuni ukudisciplinwa. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje njengoba sithi i-rebuke paves the way to repentance. Uma ungarebukanga, you cannot repent. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyazi ukuthi repentance is to turn around. Uma bohamba ngendlela e-wrong, ubuyele emuva uhambe ngendlela e-right. Namhlanje bangcwele sinama GPS. Ukubona ukuthi mawuhamba ngemoto ulandela yona. Izothi 5 meters you turn right, 5 meters you ungajikeleza sometimes ujikeleza endaweni eyi-1. Ugayidwa yiyo kanti sometimes nayo ngoka iyakulahlekisa. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi kaNkulunkulu is there ukuthi lisiqondise indlela. Singaqondiswa abangane. Ngoba sometimes abangane bayasilahlekisa. Kukangakanani uma sibona izwi kaNkulunkulu lapha yana ekwincwadi kaSamuel kakhulu. Abantwana bakaDavid lo owalahlekiswa umngane wakhe uma ezorephu udadewabo uThama. Nalo kwakufanele ukuthi umntana kaSolomon angene ebukhosini wayobuza kubangane bakhe walahlekiswa abangane bakhe. Manje baningi abantu uma bekhuzwa balahlekiswa abantu abathile. Izwi likaNkulunkulu bangcwele liyasitshela nakumahubo chapter 1. Izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Masilifunda Psalms chapter 1. Lifundeka kanje ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Sisakhuluma ngayo i-rebuke bangcwele ukuthi manje lithi blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates in the day and night. Manje lo muntu akahambi ngezeluleko zababi. Kukhona yebo izeluleko kodwa khona izeluleko zababi. Manje izwi kaNkulunkulu ize ukuthi lisiluleke. Uma umuntu ekululeka ngezwi likaNkulunkulu sokululeka ngento e-right. Ngani ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu lingena ekujuleni, it's an uncorruptible seed. Lingena ekujuleni eliye ezidlinzeni, i-divides between the spirit and the soul. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisakhuluma ukuthi rebuke paves the way to repentance. Uma wala ukukhuzwa kuyingozi ngendlela emangalisayo. Masifane naye uDavide othi let the righteous rebuke me, it is an oil on my head. Uma singafinyelela lapho bangcwele, singafinyelela ukuthi siphumelele. Ngoba siyalizwa nezwi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasirebuka uma singabantwana bakhe. Uze uthi uma niyaluku ukulurebuka nifana namaveza andlebe. Ngesilungu igama lakhona linzima kakhulu ngoba lithi ufana nebastard. And igama elingekho mnandi. Manje kwabanye spiritual uNkulunkulu babheka kanjalo ngani abafuna ukukhuzwa. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje kuzaga chapter 3 kuverse 11 to 12 wakhona lithi, my son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father son delights as a father delights in his son. Kumahubo 119 futhi uma khulunywa ngayo indaba lento kuverse 17 ukuya ku 21 wakhona bangcwele. Kuverse 17 to 21, ithi, do good to your servant, and I will live. I will obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see the wonderful things in the law. I am a stranger on this earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times. You rebuke the arrogant who are cursed and who stray from your command. Yambuza uDavide uthini bangcwele. Uthi you rebuke the arrogant who are cursed and who stray from your command. Kodwa yena uyayicelela. Uthi yena, do good to your servant and I will live. I will obey your words. Kufanele ufike to extend yokuthi uzitshele ukuthi ngizalalela manje. Athi make qhubeka athi open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Ngani ngoba bangcwele uma ungakaboni izinto ezinhle ezwini kaNkuluNkulu angeke ukhone ukuvuleka amehlo ukuthi noma uboniswa ungakhona ukubona. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje siyathola ke ekseni ukuthi nezwi kaNkuluNkulu lapha kuzaga chapter 17 lit a rebuke impresses a man of discernment. Intsolo ingena koqondileyo. Sesivala ekseni kwanamhlanje uNkulunkulu usebenzisa anything to rebuke us. Siyakhumbula ukuthi nale ndoda uBalaam engafuni ukuzwa uNkulunkulu the way wayefuna ukumrebuke ngakhona waze wasebenzisa idonki mawufunda kuNumbers 22 kuverse 28 ukuthi amrebuke. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje we can even rebuke the devil. Ngani ngoba uJesu Kristo wamrebuka uSathane wathi kuye it is written you shall not wish. Siyakhumbula uma emlinga wathi wamrebuka ulento wathi it is written. Nathi nakithi kufanele sibheke ezwini kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi manje sikwazi ukumrebuka uSathane. UJesu wamrebuka uSathane bangcwele masifunda Matthew 4 verse 10. Again sesivala nakubani nakuZachariah chapter 3. Uma uSathane accuser Joshua, not the Joshua in the time ka Moses, but another priest. Magam accuser is kaNkuluNkulu lam rebuke uSathane. Let the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord has chosen Jerusalem. He rebukes you. Kulapha kubani kuZachariah 3 verse 2. Manje kudingeka ukuthi simrebuke uSathane. James chapter 4 verse 7. Lizwa uNkulunkulu lithi rebuke the devil and he will flee from us. And we rebuke the devil to flee from us by submitting to the word of God. Izwa uNkulunkulu ilona ifanele ukuthi si submit kulo ngaloko isitha asinamandla ekseni kwanamhlanje. Ngizokhuleka ukuthi uNkulunkulu asisize. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, siyabonga uNkulunkulu ngoba Nkosi yami esikhathini esiningi uma umntwana erebuka uyaye acabangela ukuthi akathandwa. Uma uNkulunkulu omunye erebuka izwi lakho inkonzweni, abanye bayashiya inkonzo bathi kukhulunywe ngami. Baba, ngegama likaJesu, masikhumbule ukuthi uDavide wathi, if a righteous man rebuke me, it is like an oil on my head. Baba, masamkele lokho ngoba kukhona la osisa khona. Baba, ngegama likaJesu, ukuthi kusasa singabi nokuzisola ukuthi akwaba ngalalela. Baningi namhlanje abafile ngokungalaleli, baningi abasejele ngokungalaleli, baningi namhlanje Nkosi yami abahlele emakhaya bebhitha ngokungalaleli. Ekuseni kwanamhlanje we pray ukuthi Holy Spirit vula amehlo ethu njengoDavida athi ngivula amehlo ngibone izinto ezinhle ezwini lakho. Nathi sivula amehlo ekuseni ngegama likaJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Amen.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.